From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Noor Grove with your headlines for Monday, November 25th. Knowing how to help someone experiencing issues with their mental health can be challenging. But as NSPR's Addia White reports, now residents in some North State counties can learn how to better support their peers.
Peer support systems to help people through mental health challenges could grow stronger in places like Butte County. The state has offered a peer support training session in December. The National Alliance of Mental Illness says completing this training and passing the state's peer support specialist exam act as pathways to employment and volunteer positions in the public mental health system. Participants must be adults with a high school diploma or an equivalent degree, and someone who has personal or familial experience with recovery from mental illness or substance use disorder. The program runs from December 2nd until December 18th. In Chico, I'm Addia White.
The city of Redding is asking residents for feedback on future housing priorities. A community housing survey is available on the city's website, and a workshop is scheduled at City Hall next week on December 4th at 5:30. Comments will influence where federal grant money will be spent over the next 5 years. And the 23rd annual Coats for Kids Drive started last week in Redding. The Solid Waste Utility Department is partnering with the fire department to collect coats in good condition through December 13th. Other items like socks, underwear, and gloves are also accepted, as long as they're new. There are multiple donation drop-off locations throughout Redding. Residents can also participate without leaving their house. They can put donations on top of their blue recycling receptacle in a waterproof, clear plastic bag labeled Coats for Kids. All curbside donations will be picked up during the normal garbage collection cycle. Donated items will be given away on December 16th at the Good News Rescue Mission. And finally, unhoused populations in Chico are looking for warmth this winter, and local nonprofit Safe Space is working to provide those in need with emergency shelter in December. Right now, they're looking for volunteers. NSPR's Serena Grossi recently spoke with the Shelter Operations Coordinator for Safe Space, Quinn Troster, about what the organization is facing this winter.
Essentially, the biggest challenge that we have is having a consistent space where we can operate out of. We do have a new office on Esplanade where we are going to be providing daytime services, and we're working with the city to secure that as an intake center. As always, we're having some pushback from community members and people in the city about use regulations, but we have a team of people working on that. Other obstacles that we face are support from churches or other places that can host shelter. There's a lot that goes into what we need there. So we need space for people. We need bathrooms. Other obstacles we have are, you know, funding. There's always a big push for volunteers.
Can you talk more about volunteering? What can people do as a volunteer?
Yeah, so there are lots of roles for volunteers. There are property storage roles where we're helping guests to pack up their things so that they can keep them in a safe location overnight. And we're making sure that people aren't bringing any drugs or alcohol or certain things that are excluded into the shelter. And then at the shelter, we have like evening and morning volunteers. So the evening volunteers welcome people in. They might help out with serving dinner. They'll help people get bedding and get set up with their sleeping mat. And in the morning, we have the morning crew, which is helping to get people up and move them out to get transportation back to intake. And then the morning volunteers are also helping to clean and make sure that the facilities are kept in good order. For other people, they might be more interested in cooking meals. We also have a moving team for every time we go to a different church. We will pick up all of our stuff, throw it into our box truck, and take it to the next church and set it up.
Now, the work you can do can be challenging, though I'm guessing also rewarding. Why do you do this work, and why would someone want to volunteer at Safe Space?
I started out in a very minimal role working with Safe Space and kind of realized what an amazing community of people it is, both the people that are staying with us and the people that volunteer. And it's become, just a very special group of people that I value so much in my community. I grew up in Chico, and I've met so many amazing people through volunteering. I'm feel kind of helpless a lot of the time when I read the news and kind of see the way that things are going in the world, and this is like a very attainable thing that I can do to kind of use my hands and my skills to make a direct impact in my community. I really value that, and I value providing just a friendly face and some good human-to-human contact for people that oftentimes are not treated with as much respect as they deserve to have.
Homelessness and shelter has been a big topic in Chico in recent years. From your point of view, what do you think is maybe missing from the conversation?
I hear from both sides, I think, that, you know, why do people choose to be homeless, or, you know, why don't they work this out? And, like, I don't know, the whole, like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I think it's important to know that nobody is choosing to be homeless. A lot of the people that we serve have lived in the Chico and Butte County area for most, if not all, of their lives. There's a lot of Paradise Fire survivors, as well as other wildfire survivors who are living in Chico unhoused. You know, they haven't been able to receive the resources that they need to get back to the point in their lives where they were before the fires. And even beyond that, you know, there's just a lot of circumstances that people face that put them in homelessness or other lack of availability for resources. A lot of folks who do not have a safety net that a lot of us have could find themselves in that position. Working towards proactive solutions, really taking into account the values and needs of the people on the street and hearing them, it's important to work with a broad range of perspectives in making solutions, and to really put a lot of heart into those solutions rather than just kind of trying to gloss over the issue. If you're at all inclined to get out and volunteer a safe space, or beyond that, any community organization that you feel is advocating for values that you have, get out and volunteer, meet people in your community who are like-minded. There's a lot of great ways to give back, and it might pull you in, and it might become something that you really look forward to and appreciate in your life.
That was Safe Spaces' Quinn Troster speaking with NSPR's Serena Grossi. More about Safe Space and how to volunteer at mynspr.org. And those are your headlines for Monday, November 25th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nor Grove.